جامعة الافتراضية السورية. مقرر مقدمة إلى علم القانون والأنظمة القانونية للدكتور عماد الدين محمد. تقدمت مبادرة ضوء بصوت ريم سروجي. يغطي هذا التسجيل من صفحة 1 لصفحة 23. Chapter 3 Sources of Law. The term sources of law has several different meanings. It can mean the authority which gives its force to the law. This is sometimes called the formal source of law. The formal source of modern law is the state. Sources of law can also mean the historical origin of the law. The French codes are the principal source of Syrian law, and the customary rules and the rules of the Roman law are the principal sources of the French law. In the third place, the bodies of rules and principles according to which a judge is bound or entitled to decide cases are the source of law. Therefore, codes and decrees are the authoritative sources of Syrian law. When a lawyer uses the phrase sources of law, this generally means that it is not the authority over the historical origin which makes the law. It is the authoritative or persuasive sources from which the lawyer will in fact draw the rules and principles upon which he or she will base his or her argument in the courts, and upon which he or she expects that the judges will base their judgments. It is this source of law which is the main subject of this chapter. Next are the various sources of law in detail. Legislation is a principal source of modern law. The word legislation is derived from two Latin words, lex legis and fer latium, which mean lawmaking. Legislation means is laying down of legal rules by a sovereign or subordinate legislator. Every act of parliament is an instance of legislation, regardless of its purpose and effect. It is important to note that many rules are enforced in the courts of the state as law and are observed as law. This is so even if they have never been made as a decree or statute. Decrees and statutes are issued by the person or the group of people with whom the law-making power of the state lies. Example: in England, many important rules of law are only determined by an examination of the judicial decisions upon which they rest. The courts of the state enforce these rules, and they are certainly rules of law, despite not being found in any statute of law. However, an increasing large part of the law of all civilized countries is found, embodied by the lawmaking authority in decrees and statutes. Law made by legislator is sometimes termed written law. This term suggests that only that kind of law is put into writing, but this is not true. Example: in England, the law which is based upon precedent is found in written documents. These are mainly the law reports. However, according to this use of terms, it would have to be described as unwritten. The terms written and unwritten were first used in the connection by the writer in Rome. Law that has its source in legislation may be most accurately termed enacted law. All other forms of law are distinguished as unenacted. Legislation is of three types, arranged in a specific hierarchy: supreme legislation, constitution; ordinary legislation, statutes; subordinate legislation, regulations. Supreme legislation, constitution: this is the legislation which comes from the supreme or sovereign power in the state. It is incapable of being repealed, annulled, or controlled by any other legislative authority. Ordinary legislation, statutes: this is the principle of, for example, freedom of education, which is guaranteed by the constitution. However, the specific detail of the subject of education, such as the construction and various types of universities, is found in the statute of universities. Subordinate legislation regulations. This is the legislation which comes from any authority other than the sovereign's power. Therefore, it is dependent for its continued existence and validity on some superior or supreme authority. Custom. Custom is defined as a common practice or usage of the people which over time has become accepted as a norm, which then gains the force of law within the place and subject matter to which it relates. For custom or usage to become a source of legal rule, two elements must be present. The first element concerns the fact of the frequencies of conduct. This means that certain actions or abstentions have been performed during a certain period of time. This is known as the material element. The second element is the fact that the individuals whose conduct has established the custom must be convinced that they fulfill a duty or that they exercise a right as a consequence of their actions or abstentions. This is known as the mental element. They must believe that they apply a norm, but they need not believe that it is a legal norm which they apply. They have to regard their conduct as an obligation or a right. If the conduct of the individuals is not connected to the conviction that their conduct is obligatory or a right, then this will mean that a so-called usage but not a law creating custom is established. The foundation of customary law is generally the principle that people should behave in the same way that others commonly behave and during a certain period of time. If this principle took on the character of a norm, then custom becomes a law creating fact. Customs forms an expression of the will of the people, and as such it has the advantages of being flexible and adaptable to any new and evolving situations. The main disadvantage of custom is that it is not always easily understood and can be vague. That is why customary rules are usually grouped together and published in the form of a collection. The most important customary collections from ancient history are the Laws of Hammurabi in Mesopotamia, the Laws of Solon in ancient Greece, the 12 Tables in ancient Rome. Legal customs are divided into two categories. They are either general or local. General customs are those which have had a dominant influence in a country and have resulted in becoming the law of that country. Local customs are those that have only had an influence in a particular district, town, city, country, or region. According to English legal theory, legal custom must comply with certain conditions for the court to recognize and accept it. These conditions are immemorial antiquity, reasonableness, conformity with the state law, peacefulness, continuity, and certainty. As regards the condition of certainty, this means that legal custom must be clearly defined. The role of custom as a source of law is the foundation upon which the law is built. In theory, French and German jurists have different attitudes to custom. French jurists are tempted to view it as an archaic source of law, which is no longer important now that a predominant legislation has been recognized and accepted. German jurists, in contrast, tend to present legislation and custom as two sources of law on the same level. For legislation to be understood, it often has to appeal to custom for the necessary clarification of the ideas of the legislator. However, the role of custom has greatly diminished with the progress of codification and the acknowledged primacy of legislation in the democratic regimes of modern political societies. In current society, jurists will cite legislative texts to support their legal reasoning. As a result, custom no longer plays a significant role and is usually only considered secondary. There are two differences between legislation and custom. Legislation is conscious and deliberate lawmaking. Those who legislate know that they are making law and intend by their actions to make law. Custom, in contrast, is unconscious and unintentional lawmaking. In establishing a custom, people do not know or intend to create a rule of law based on their conduct. Legislation is the making of laws by a special body which has been established for this purpose and in accordance with the principle of the division of labor. Such a body is different from and independent of the individual subject of the law created by the body. Custom is lawmaking by the individuals themselves who are subject to the law created by their conduct. The individuals creating the law and the individuals subject to the law are the least partly identical. Number 3. Religion. Religion is the relationship of human beings to divinity, reverence, worship, obedience, and submission to commands and the perception of a supernatural or superior being. Religion is a belief in the existence of any superior being which has power over human beings by will and can impose rules of conduct. With rewards and punishments, the belief in the supernatural greatly influenced the history of law. From early history, religion gave the principal motive for the observance of social rules. Jurists, historians have debated that at certain times it is religion which has strengthened the respect of government, private property, marriage, and human life in generally among certain races. Religion has produced these effects by way of creating a fear in the minds of the people to make them believe that if they do not certain acts or behave in a certain way, that they will be punished by supernatural beings or a supernatural reality. As civilization progressed, such beliefs in the divine origin of customary rules gave rise to additional authority among many early peoples. This resulted in a development of a close connection between law and religion. In early Rome, the pontiffs were the guardians of the law as they were the representatives of the religion. There were some religious which gave human beings a complete set of social rules to regulate their behavior with one after another. Example, the religion of Islam. Islamic Sharia is regarded as a remarkable system of law which dominated the dealings of Muslims throughout history. The influence of Islam is not about Muslims obeying the existing law, but instead that it gives Muslim a law of its own. This was a law said to be founded on divine origins and later interpreted by Muslim jurists, theologians. The influence of the Islamic Sharia is acknowledged by Syrian lawmakers. It constitutes a source of law which can be considered to remedy any gaps in the positive law and so of land. So, in the absence of a provision of a law that is applicable, the Syrian judge will decide according to custom and the absence of custom in accordance with the principles of Muslim law. In the absence of such principles, the judge will apply the principles of natural justice and the rules of equity. Islamic law is also the foundation of the code which governs personal status for Syrian Muslims. President State Star Disease Case Law. Precedent means an adjudged case or decision of a court of law considered as furnishing an example or authority for an identical or similar case afterwards arising of a similar question of law. English common law has been naturally accepted in England and the United States of America, and it is within English common law that precedent in the most important ingredients in lawmaking. The English theory can be stated as follows. When a judge has to decide a case, he or she is obliged to follow the previous decisions which influence the current matter in issue. The judge is bound by the previous decision, and he or she must extract the relevant rule from the previous decisions and apply that rule to the current case. The judge is not bound by rules that have been established in the course of previous judgments, except so far as they were really necessary for the decisions. The judge may appear to be following the rules which have been established in the previous decisions, but he or she is also constructing new law. Little by little, the results of old rules are worked out, and their operation is extended or restricted as cases arise which call for their application. So, an English judge makes law in applying it. The judge's work is known as judicial legislation. The English judge is not bound equally by all previous decisions. The decisions of inferior courts are not absolutely binding upon courts of coordinate authority, but in the absence of a strong reason, they should be followed. The decisions of the Court of Appeal are generally binding upon the appellate court itself and upon all courts below. Decisions made in the House of Lords, which is now known as the Supreme Court, are binding on all courts in the United Kingdom. In countries like France and Syria, however, the habit of reference to previously decided cases has not really evolved. The French recognize the importance of case law, la jurisprudence, as an instrument for the development of the law. But in France, the influence of la jurisprudence has often conflicted with other authorities, namely the opinion of learned jurists who are not on the bench. The judges are not allowed to develop principles of law in their judgments. They are expected to simply decide the case before them. Their judgments can only have a relative authority limited to the matter before them. They are concrete decisions which are obligatory only for the parties to the suit. However, decisions of higher courts, such as the Court of Cassation and the Supreme Court, represent a sort of persuasive source of law which should guide the judge to better apply the proper legal rule to the dispute before him or her. Precedents are useful for filling any gaps in the body of existing law. Legal writings, la doctrine. Legal writings mean general principles and ideas which may be proposed by influential publicist regarding the meaning, scope, and ways of implementing the law. For a time, works of legal scholarship, la doctrine, were the fundamental source of law in the Romano-Germanic family. The principles of law arose in the academic institutions between the 13th and 19th century. During these early stages, when law was developing, the views of legal philosophers and jurists were fundamental in establishing the foundation of legal theory and in determining the evaluation of the principles of the philosophy of law. The primacy of doctrinal writing has recently been replaced by enacted law, so the role played by professors of law and jurists is limited to explaining the legal norms created by legislation. Custom and precedents, some will see the doctrine as an exact view which is alive now and presents itself as a living source of law. This is shown by the fact that it creates the legal vocabulary and ideas which legislators then use. This can be seen from the fact that la doctrine established the methods by which law will be understood and statutes interpreted. In addition, there is the influence that la doctrine can have on the legislators themselves. The legislators give expression and effect to tendencies that have developed doctrinally or enact laws which have been prepared by legal writers. Equity, number 4. Equity means fairness and justness, which regulate dealings amongst human beings. The rule of doing all others as we desire them to do to us, or as it is expressed by Justinian, to live honestly, to harm nobody, to render to every man his due. This was also said by Jesus Christ, do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Equity is a complementary source of law in civil law as in common law countries. Number 5. Equity. Natural law is that which is presented by the intelligence of human beings. It is regarded as permanent, universal, authentic, and constant. The rules of natural law and equity may be sought by the judge to give redress in certain cases where redress is needed and where the rules of positive law, legislation, custom, and precedent do not suffice. In addition, natural law, which is considered as the law common to all human beings, is regarded as the standard toward which is the positive law should aim towards. Some legal philosophers judge the value of the rules of positive law by how they conform with natural law and equity. In the Syrian Civil Code, if a judge does not find a solution for a dispute under legislation, then the judge will have to refer to custom law. If there is no custom law to refer to, the judge will then have to use the principles of Islamic Sharia. Also, if there is no solution to be found under the principles of Islamic Sharia, the judge will have to refer to the principles of equity and natural law. So the sources of law in Syria are legislation, custom, principles of Islamic Sharia, and principles of equity and natural law. Sources of the American law. There are 5 sources of law. Case law is one primary source of law, and it is the basis for the doctrine of legal precedent or stare decisis. Stare decisis literally means to stand by the decision. Judicial decisions or case law are simply legal opinions issued by the appellate courts at both the state and federal levels. These legal opinions either interpret statutory law and administrative regulations, or they can clarify the laws where legal principles have not been codified in statutes. Statutory law is the second primary source of law. Statutes are only one formal written enactment of laws that are drafted by the legislator. Federal statutes are drafted by Congress, whereas state statutes originated in each state's legislature. Both statutes and common law serve the purpose of defining limits and governing the acts of people in a society. The U.S. Constitution is the third source of law. This can be referred to as supreme law of the land because its provisions take priority over any law or statute. This is expressly noted in Article 4 in the Constitution. States have their own constitutions, which are modeled after the U.S. Constitution, and enumerating provisions that will not conflict with it. In a sense, there are 3 sources for state law: a state's constitution, statutes, common law, which is also known as case law in that state's jurisdiction. Uniform statutes are the fifth source of the law. These uniform statutes have been adopted by many states in order to mainly constituency in enforcement of laws in areas such as sales and contracts. These uniform statutes are not law until they are formally adopted by the state legislature. Each state legislature has the ultimate power to adopt the uniform act in whole, modify it, adopt some of it, adopt none of it. Once some of all or all of the code or act is adopted, it is then incorporated into that state codes. Example of this fifth source of law include the Uniform Commercial Code and the Model Business Corruption Act. Administrative regulations or codes are the fourth source of law. Administrative agencies are sometimes called the fourth branch of government and are established to assist the president in governing the country and enforcing law. Examples of administrative agencies including the Social Security Administration. And are established to assist the president in governing the country and enforcing law. Examples of administrative agencies including the Social Security Administration and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Rules and regulations promulgated by various agencies are often written in language that requires an interpretation by an expert. Administrative law judge conducts hearing on behalf of the various government agencies. Source of the American law, 5 uniform statutes, are the fifth source of law. These uniform statutes have been adopted by many states in order to maintain consistency in enforcement of law in areas such as sale and contracts. These uniform statutes are not law until they are formally adopted by the state legislature. Each state legislature has the ultimate power to adopt the Uniform Act in whole, modify it, adopt some of it, adopt none of it. Once some or all of the code or act is adopted, it is then incorporated into that state's code. Example of this fifth source of law include the Uniform Commercial Code and the Model Business Corporation Act. نهاية التسجيل الثالث.